The time, the early 1960s. The place, a television studio. The occasion, the taping of TV Gospel Time, a national program before a live audience. A modestly dressed, middle-aged woman takes the stage, launching into an improvised rendition of Up Above My Head, a church standard, accompanying herself on electric guitar. Behind her, the white-robed members of a full gospel choir clap their hands in time to the music. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, music in the air. And I really do believe, joy's somewhere. It's a commanding enough performance. The woman singing and playing with jaunty confidence, despite the canned context. Then, two-thirds of the way in, during a guitar solo that serves as the bridge, something astonishing happens. The church faithful might see it as the Holy Spirit descending. For others, it's that magical moment when a really fine musician becomes lost in her music and yet remains utterly in control of its effects on her audience. The woman begins moving in tandem with the guitar, alternately swaying with it, leaning into it, and rocking it gently on her hip. At one point, she executes a little jump, high heels and long dress notwithstanding. At another, she makes a dramatic circular gesture with her right arm, allowing her hand to stray promiscuously from the strings for a teasing fraction of a second. Rapidly finger-picked notes press up against full-on power chords that linger languidly in the air. She squeezes notes from the high end of the pitch, relishing the gentle fuzz of distortion, then cajoles the instrument, commanding, "Let's do that again." And so the guitar soars briefly once more, eventually making a perfect, gentle landing into the final verse of the song. The woman in question is Rosetta Tharpe, a vocalist and guitarist of the Sanctified Church, and one of the most remarkable, yet largely forgotten, musicians of the 20th century. Beginning in the 1930s, she commenced a colorful career as gospel's original crossover artist, its first nationally known star, and the most thrilling and celebrated guitarist of its golden age, so-called because it saw the emergence of the genre's defining artists, including Mahalia Jackson, whose fame would eclipse Rosetta's by the 1950s.